and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife. 'Cause it's time, it's time, it's time with your time and his news. It's captured.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. I'm your host today, Vince, subbing in for Sim. I don't really have too much plan for this show. It's just gonna be a progressive, slow build of songs. We're gonna start from a little jazz to something more folky, and then eventually we're gonna end off with some heavy rock, some of the good stuff. Although that's subject to change at any moment, really. I have not too much plan or rigidity in terms of what I'm going to play today. But yeah. First song today, I think we'll take it back, way back to Bill Evans and his trio. And this is a song I've been listening to on repeat lately. It's just an addicting song. One of the most beautiful songs I think I've ever heard. And this is My Foolish Heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Waltz for, not Waltz for Debbie, my bad. That was My Foolish Heart by Bill Evans Trio, and it was off of Waltz for Debbie. Yeah, Bill Evans is just like, come on, one of the just more prominent jazz artists in our lifetime. But next I have a little, little acoustic ballad, sort of. It's by Chance Pena. And it's called In My Room. Yeah. Alright, that was In My Room by Chance Pena. It was released last year, 2022. I think I heard the song the first time, like, 2 weeks ago, and I was absolutely floored. I love the just use of acoustic guitar and how it just feels so massive. Like, it feels like you're in the middle of some hall, and this just the sound of the guitar, and it's reverberating across, like, the entire room. It's just fantastic. All right, up for you next, I think I'm gonna take it back to 2009, 2008 with one of my favorite artists, Bon Iver. This song called For Emma.
Thank you.
All right, that was For Emma by Bon Iver. I mean, that album is an infamous one. Bon Iver. Story goes that, you know, he secluded himself in the woods to just write this masterpiece of an album. And it's very acoustic centric. There's hardly, if not any, you know, electrical instruments. It tries to capture, you know, the rawness of, okay, if you're in a cabin and you have an acoustic guitar, like, what are you gonna make? And he manages to do just that in a way that blows my, like, mind. It's insane. Super talented artist. And I love all of his music. Up next, I'm feeling a little sobby, and you know what, as I'm playing these songs, I'm starting to see a little theme, and I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go with the theme. I think the theme is, you know, kind of those butterflies you get when you like someone, you know what I mean? Okay, not like someone, when you have a teensy, weensy little crush, but it's just a helpless crush, you know? You can't help it. So with that said, I'm going to depress myself a little further, play some Radiohead, play some Moon-Shaped Pool, True Love Awaits. Yeah. Thank you. That was Fake Radiohead. I'm just kidding. That was Coldplay. You know, I gotta throw out that joke like every once and then. That song was I Ran Away. It was a single during the Scientist or during Rush of Blood to the Head. It was never like released. Well, that's a lie. It was released. It was never put on the album, but I love the B-sides from this era of Coldplay. They're just so different. They capture the just early 2000s feel in a way that just makes me feel really nostalgic. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about it. But you know what? Now that we are at the halfway point about at the show, I'm going to read you a PSA on blackout emergency preparedness. Because I'm like, it's summer, you know, I've been experiencing a few blackouts, electrical blackouts, and yeah, let me read it. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shutdown, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any given time, so be prepared. In addition to the food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Wow, that's true. I mean, you wouldn't want to panic during a blackout and accidentally set your house on fire. I mean, common sense, right? But yeah, halfway point, I think the songs, they're going to become a little more grand. Up next, I have a little Young the Giant. I've been listening to them a little bit because a friend recommended them to me. Shout out to Liz Stricky. If you know who you are, this is actually a pretty amazing band. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm surprised they went under my radar for so long. I knew like their big singles like Cough Syrup, but I never really gave them the discog, you know, dive that I should have given them, and that is what I'm currently doing, and that's what my summer is going to look like. So up next, this is Young Giant, and this song is called Garens. All right, since I'm in the mood, I'm going to play another Young John song. This one's called Saint Walker. And yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully that woke you up a little bit. Wow, that was a strange little laugh. It mixed in with my cough for some reason. But anyways, that was Arctic Monkeys' Don't Sit Down Because I've Moved Your Chair. Released in 2011. Arctic Monkeys is another band I haven't listened to as much. But then I heard this song off the radio, and then I was just like, all right, I have to do my due diligence and actually get into these people. I mean, every song I've heard by them has been, like, absolutely phenomenal. Stellar artist. It's really nice. I don't know. I gush over these things because, really, like, when I hear music like this, it's very inspiring for me. It makes me want to do stuff. It makes me want to live life. Yeah. So, up next, I think I have a little bit of Hozier. He's one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite artist. And this song's called A Moment's Silence. It was dropped when? 2018, 2019. You know what? Let's let the song do speaking for itself. Thank you. All right, that was Let Me Live or Let Me Die by Des Rocks. Sorry earlier for the, you know, disturbance, the, you know, the high pitch sirening that was happening. I have no clue as to why that's happening, but hopefully that's fixed now. I actually saw Des Rocks last year at a concert for Kaleo. They were the openers, and it was my first time hearing them, and I was just absolutely floored. It was very much the bluesy rock type of sound that I am in love with, if you can't tell by now. But yeah, our second to last song, or potentially last song, is going to be by Nerd, and it's called Sooner or Later off of Seeing Sounds.
Sooner or later, it all comes crashing. Crashing. It's all right.
All right. Shout out to Sam Marco from Sideways Staircase. He's tuned in, he said, and so I just thought I'd you know, call him out. Yeah. For our last song, I'm going to play a little somberful short tune by the Red Hot Chili Peppers' John Frusciante. I mean, what do I have to say about John Frusciante? I mean, he's the guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and not only that, but one of the most influential guitarists of our lifetime currently. The dude just, I don't know what, he's a magician on the guitar. He just comes up with stuff, and then we eat it, because it's just so amazing. Alright, with that being said, I'm Vince Giha. I was filling in for Sim. This is Sim's Hour. This is WMFO Medford. Remember that. And yeah, see you folks next time in the foreseeable future. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the day after tomorrow. Maybe the day after tomorrow's tomorrow. All right. Let me stop talking and let's set the song.